Hi, welcome to Ruby Rider's Pagan Paradise podcast number. Are you ready? 100 on March 25th, 2015. Changing the world one ass at a time. So yay, welcome to the 100th podcast. And you know, I thought long and hard about what I was going to do for this 100th podcast. I thought about interviews. I thought about lots of things. And what I decided to do was a marathon. And here's part of the reason that came about. Part of the reason it came about is because I have been in a mood lately to clean up things, go through things, and weed out things, and etc. One of the places I'm doing that is in my email box, so my inbox. So what I've come across is a whole bunch of questions that I never had the time to answer. Because as I mentioned on previous podcasts, you know, I really try hard to answer all your questions, but sometimes I just simply don't have the time. And sometimes life just interferes, right? So what I thought I'd do with all of these questions is do a marathon podcast. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take because, you know, you can upload up to 64 megabytes on a WordPress upload at the same time. And that is roughly 1 hour of audio. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get through all of these questions. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But you guys are just going to have to click the next one to get to the marathon, right? And I thought that this would be a lovely reward for all of you people who have so faithfully been listening to my podcast, even when it falters from the, quote, weekly, end quote, format. Occasionally, I have considered going into iTunes and changing that weekly podcast description because lately it's been, you know, a number of weeks until I get to the next one. And I really appreciate some of you people who send me messages like on Facebook or in FetLife or anything and say, so, hey, when's the next podcast? Because you call, you know, you're jonesing for it. And I appreciate that. It makes me feel special and wanted and like what I'm doing is important and valued. And I love doing these podcasts for you. I really do. But thanks for your patience when it turns into 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 weeks in between podcasts. I do appreciate that you continue to sit there and wait until the next one comes out. So I don't go in and change it in iTunes because I do aspire to returning to once a week. So who knows, maybe this 100th podcast will be the marker and all of a sudden I will be doing weekly podcasts again. That is what my intention is. So let's start with the questions. This one was actually from December 9th of last year. First of all, thank you for your page. I need some quick help. Okay, that's clearly not happening, but let me go ahead and continue with the question anyway. I'm a 29-year-old man and have dated a beautiful 52-year-old woman for a little over 2 years. Our relationship is more than I could ever have hoped for. She has introduced me to so much sexually. She introduced me to ass play, first without toys, then with a small peg dildo. I did some research and became fascinated by the thought of her pegging me with a strap on. I was somewhat uncomfortable bringing it up, so I didn't. Out of the blue, while in bed last night, she said, "You know, I could get a strap on." I freaked out with excitement and explained to her how hot it was to me to think of her with a strap-on pegging me. We were both wondering if there is a strap-on harness that can stimulate her clitoris the same time she is pegging me. I've looked but can't seem to find it. I know you're busy. Any response is greatly appreciated. Okay, so the first thing that I'm going to say is that you're asking if there's a strap-on harness that can stimulate her clitoris. Okay, will it start there? Yes, there is. We have the spare parts Jacques, which has two little pockets where you can put bullet vibes both above and below the opening where the dildo is inserted. So that's the harness that can provide you with the vibe. And then we also have, depending on the body size, we have the plus size harnesses made by Sport Cheats, which have those pockets as well. So that would be the first answer as to a strap-on harness that can stimulate her clitoris. And both of these situations have little pockets, basically, that the bullet vibe will go into. And then the bullet vibe will be between the base of the dildo and her clitoris, so it needs to be located just right. And if she really starts pushing into you, it can get a little uncomfortable. So it's more meant for kind of sensual slow pegging if you choose to put the bullet vibe in the harness. So then from there, we're talking about dildos that actually have a vibe option. Now, since you guys are beginners, you know, if you've listened to my podcast before, that I don't recommend the doubles for beginners. I recommend a flare-based single. But one of the things that I have recently discovered is that Fuse makes a line of flare-based dildos that have an unusually interesting and wonderful shaped base to them that includes a little hole for a bullet vibe, and it's really, really well placed so that the clitoral vibrations are awesome. But what's really special about the base of these, when I first saw them, I was actually wondering, is that actually going to stay in the harness? Because, you know, everything else that I have seen made by just about every other company is round on the bottom until very recently, and actually Tantus changed the base of theirs to be a little bit more diamond shape, sort of. And these dildos that Fuse makes have a base on them. The best way I can describe it is like a marquee cut diamond. And if that doesn't make any sense to you, then it is the shape of an eyeball. So it's like the two lines come together and they're curved just like an eye is shaped. But turn that 90 degrees so that it's up and down, right? That's basically what it's shaped like, but it also is more three-dimensional and it's not really flat and it has some lovely little ridges on it. So it's got a little bit of a curve that sort of goes out. And if you can envision this at all, basically what the result is that it nestles beautifully between the vaginal lips and like right up against the clitoris. It's a really lovely shaped toy. Apparently they've done their research on this and practiced a lot, I think. And so I'm really a fan of them. I tried the larger of their dildos out twice and really enjoyed the way that it fit against my lady parts. So I highly recommend them. And at the time that I'm talking about this, we don't actually have those up on the enticeme.com website. So you can find them in other places. But again, if you buy from enticeme.com, you're supporting my work. So I'm going to check with Tiffany and see if we can sell those as well. And hopefully they will be up on the website by the time that this podcast posts. And if that is indeed the case, you'll find links for them in my Linkorama, or you can just go to enticeme.com and look up the names of these, which I'm going to give you here. The names of the ones that they sell are the Harmony, and the Harmony is has the really the high shine surface. It's, of course, they're 100% silicone, but it's got the high shine surface. It comes in black and purple, and it's 1 1/4 inch diameter, and it is 6.5 inches long, which is the perfect beginner's size, as far as I'm concerned, unless you are really tight in the anal area. And you had mentioned about previous anal play, so I don't think that that's your issue. So the next one up is the Alpha. It's a little bit bigger at 1.5 inches in diameter and 7.5 inches long, so it's the longer one. And then it goes to the Wilde, which is Wilde, like after Oscar Wilde, and it's 1.75 inches in diameter and 7 inches long. So those are the three choices. There also is one that's very small. It's 1 inch in diameter and 5.75 inches long for the very, very beginners. But since you guys have been doing anal play, I think you could probably do something a little bit bigger than that. And all of those dildos have lovely holes for bullet vibes. And if you take that hole and put the Wee Vibe bullet in it, then you have got a winner. And don't worry about it sticking out a little bit on the bottom because it never gets in the way. But the Wee Vibe Bullet Vibe is called The Tango, and it's the very, very best Bullet Vibe anywhere. It has a rumbly vibration, has like 8 different choices for vibrational patterns and speeds, and I can't say enough about it, and I practically talk about it every single podcast that I do, I swear. So, yeah, those would be my suggestions. So, clearly, it's been since December 9th, and I would be very surprised if you, sir, and your lady have waited this long to jump into your pegging adventure. So when you hear this, if you have already started your pegging adventure, please do let me know how it went and write in and tell me a little bit of a story so that I can play the music for you, because I would love to play the music for you. And I hope it all went swimmingly. Okay, next letter. Hi, Ruby. Thanks for your blog and all the great information. My wife recently started pegging me, and it has been amazing, the best sex of my life. We have a very strong relationship, and I love her more than anything. We have had difficulties, though. I had an internet porn addiction and acted outside our relationship, which I told her about, and I got into a sex addiction recovery program. After we rebuilt our relationship, however, it has been stronger than ever, and I really enjoy our closeness. So what happened last night is troubling. We have had sex a number of times during the last couple of weeks, pegging 3 times and vaginal for most of the rest. It had been a couple of days with no sex when we tried last night. I had cleaned myself out earlier that day, so I felt a slight ache in my anus, which I sometimes feel after cleaning with an enema bulb. She surprised me with sexy underwear, and I put on a sexy pair of my own that really showcased my ass. We started kissing, and she grabbed my ass and pinched my nipples, and I got really hard. Then I asked her if she wanted to penetrate me or if I should penetrate her. She replied, "I don't know," and we continued to kiss. After a few minutes, her body language was making it clear that she wanted me on top. So I took off her underwear and started taking off mine, and then I lost my erection. I tried kissing her and rubbing up against her again, but it just wasn't coming back. She initially was fine, but then she suddenly covered up and said she felt very vulnerable and that she did not want to only have to do pegging for the rest of our relationship. She worries that my addictive tendencies are causing me to fixate on pegging to the exclusion of other types of sex, and that she wants vaginal sex too. I agree with her to a certain extent, but I think it's difficult because this has never really happened to us before. I think that I had just been thinking about her fucking me so much lately that when we switched to vaginal sex, I lost my turn on, and I don't like that. I agree with her that we should be able to do any kind of sex. I do have to admit, though, that right now, I am way more interested in pegging. The orgasms she gives me make my ears ring. Could you give me some advice for balancing out pegging with vaginal sex? I don't want to give up this new hot thing we're doing because I feel so close to her, and sexually, it's amazing. But I also want her to be happy, and I want to continue to be able to perform as the penetrating partner. Please help. Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you what Dan Savage says, which is, dude, you've been fucking her for so long, and it's like this is the first time you've ever not been able to get it up, and it's all in your head, right? In other words, as far as that part of it, don't worry about it. It's not like this big thing that's indicative of, oh my God, I can never fuck her in the vagina anymore. So as far as the whole decision as to whether or not she's going to peg you or you're going to fuck her, yeah, you are not the first couple this has happened to. I have spoken to this before on my podcast. So let me tell you what I think about that. First of all, it would be nice if she could understand a little bit more as to why you're so excited about the pegging. If she is a woman who has gotten to the point of exploring her G-spot and has experienced blended orgasms and full body orgasms, then she will have an inkling of how you felt when you had your first orgasm through the pegging, because it's a totally different thing and it's so much more intense. And there's a certain excitement that comes with finding something that's sexually so much more intense and so much more pleasurable, and you kind of want to do it all the time. So it's the excitement of finding something that, like you said, makes your ears ring, but also It's wanting to do it all the time because it feels so good and it's such a cool thing and it's so intense. So it's kind of like the beginner's infatuation, if you will, of having found something so amazing. So there's that. And if she could sort of realize that and give you a little bit of a break there, that would be awesome. So what do you do from now on? Here's what I think you should do. I think you should schedule it. Okay. Scheduling sex. Is that romantic? Oh, hell no, it's not. However, pegging does require a little bit of preparation, as you mentioned that you had cleaned out. So if you're all thinking about getting fucked by her and you clean out and, you know, that's in itself, the cleaning out is a little bit of ass play. And you mentioned how you had a slight ache there. And when I read that, I sort of interpreted it as a little bit of a wanting ache, you know, a desirous sort of ache in your ass. So anyway, you get my point. You know, you clean yourself out, you get ready, you're thinking about it, and you want to get fucked by her. And she, on the other hand, is perhaps thinking, wow, you know, this pegging's great and everything, but I really want to get fucked by him because that hasn't happened in a while and I love it. So what you don't want is to get into bed every single time and have that push-pull, because then it turns into that little dance that you described so well, where you ask her what she wants, she says she doesn't know, and then it's all up in the air and it really depends on all kinds of things, what happens next. So envision, if you will, instead that you two have a discussion about this outside of the bedroom and you talk about the situation and you let her know that it matters a lot to you how she feels about this and you want to reassure her that in absolutely no way is there any part of you that doesn't want to fuck her anymore, but that you are excited about the pegging and so you'd like to come to an agreement as to how often you get the pegging and how often she gets fucked. And you set up a bit of a schedule. If you normally fuck 3 or 4 times a week, then talk with each other and come to an agreement of how many times you get fucked and how many times she gets fucked. Now, I'm also assuming that when she fucks you, she gets off, or that you make sure she gets off. And you want to make sure she totally gets off before she even fucks you. So that, and you know, make her ears ring as much as you can. Give her the perfect sex that she wants and then have her fuck you. So that's also an option. I mean, I don't know if the way that your cock works makes it so that your stamina and your ability to hold off on orgasm makes it a potential that you could fuck her for as long as she needs and wants and get her off, and then she could fuck you, because that's another option. But if you know that there are specific nights that you're going to get fucked, then you can just do your cleaning out and you can look forward to those and it's awesome and you can get fucked. And then the other nights, your mind is going to be going down that path, so you won't run into the same problem that you had this time, where it's like you were thinking about it so much and hoping for it that, you know, switching tracks threw you for a loop. And that way she will also be able to not have to feel sort of, well, it sounds like she's feeling a little threatened, that the whole pegging thing is something that's all you want, right? So she will have her guaranteed time when she gets what she wants, and she won't have to try and change your mind and say, no, I don't want to do that tonight, and that sort of thing. So you get my point. Talk, set up a schedule, and find something that works for both of you, that is comfortable for both of you. And perhaps after you do the schedule for a while, the newness of the pegging will wear off, and perhaps you'll fall into some sort of natural schedule that isn't artificial. Like I say, I know it's not romantic, but this has worked for a number of couples, and I recommend it to you highly because it really heads off those problems at the pass. And please do write back and let us know how it goes. Okay, next letter. I have been with my hubby for 15 years. He wanted to try pegging, and now I can't stop wanting to do it more. I was a bit freaked out at first, but when we tried it, I realized how much he loves it, and it's just so sexy. So why not give it to him? I love him more knowing he can open up to me about anything, and so can I to him. Okay, I intentionally put this letter after the last one because I wanted to show everybody the contrast. There's all kinds of people out there, and in this relationship, clearly it's this woman that wrote in who is wanting to fuck him all the time, which is totally awesome. So it's not always the guy that wants it all the time, And the woman that's kind of go, well, how about vaginal sex? I mean, this woman didn't mention anything about penis and vagina sex, and I'm fairly sure that they probably still have it, but it's so awesome to hear her saying, okay, I want to do this all the time, and he loves it so much that why not? So good for you guys. Thanks for writing in, and I encourage you to do whatever turns you on and what feels right. If you want to fuck him all the time and he wants to be fucked all the time, you go, girl. And thanks for writing in. Okay, this was a comment written on my article called No, He's Not Gay. And here we go. I wanted to comment to share my own perspective about this subject. I find part of the fear in bringing this up is not just dealing with your own emotional baggage, it's the fear of not being understood. My wife and I have a very open, understanding sex life from the very beginning, and we do engage in and mutually enjoy a little posterior play. Despite that, here's what happened when I brought the subject up. First of all, it took me being quite drunk at the time to even mention it. When I did, she didn't say anything, and we didn't discuss it afterwards. We just went about business as usual. What I did find out, however, was that she was very concerned with it and discussed it with a longtime mutual female friend of ours. I doubt the discussion was positive, because now it seems it's the subject of an inside joke between the two of them, and we still haven't discussed it. Now, I want to clarify something at this point. My wife and I had always had an honest relationship where we both felt we could talk to each other about anything. It doesn't seem like it is still the case. I trusted her with something that many people don't understand, and she betrayed me. I wish I had the courage to relay to her what I think about all of this, but I can't put myself through that again. Through other unrelated circumstances, I had some pretty severe depression, and it looked like I was going to lose my job. She had her father come speak to me and tell me to sack up and get my shit together, or she would leave. She later told me she can't deal with a relationship where I'm not the strong one. Then I understood I can never undermine my gender role if I want to keep my marriage. In addition to pegging being a subversive sex act that I dig, what I found was I liked the fantasy of being the object of someone's desire, to have the freedom to give myself over to someone completely, not in a dom-sub sort of way, but in the context of an otherwise vanilla relationship. I don't think that will ever happen. If the reason was she wasn't down with butt stuff in general, it wouldn't bother me, but being trapped into the narrow view of what a man is bothers me more. I wonder if any women who have this fear can articulate why for me. You know, the first thing that makes me think of is a book I read a long time ago. And I believe it's called The Men We Never Knew. And it was over a decade ago, maybe even two. And there was a whole movement at that time of men embracing their feminine side, men talking about their emotions, men letting out their softer side. But what the book talked about was that so many women out there really are not prepared for that and are uncomfortable with it, that if a man started crying in front of them, that they would actually probably reject him, or at least some of them would. And that just made me really sad because, you know, here we want men to open up and be more emotional and be more vulnerable, and then they get penalized for it, which it kind of sounds exactly like what happened to you. Or at least that's her knee-jerk reaction, is that she is really invested in wanting a relationship with a man who is totally strong and masculine, and nothing that she considers to be connected to the more feminine, vulnerable aspects is really okay with her for you to express or embrace or desire. So I can't speak to why women have this fear, because I don't have it, and it's hard for me to put myself in their place. So if any listeners out there are women who initially had this fear, if you could write in and speak to this man's question, that would be awesome. But as far as if I have any advice for you or any other comments, approaching her again definitely requires courage and a willingness to put yourself in a position where you may possibly be rejected, which I understand is a really difficult thing, and that is something that you have to decide whether you are willing to do or not. But most women do benefit from information. When she understands that your G-spot is basically your prostate, if she is a G-spot woman, if she totally loves G-spot stimulation, that will be the first thing that'll give her a little bit more information about why you enjoy ass play so much. Because if she loves G-spot play, well, and she finds out that you can receive as much pleasure in your ass, that's the first piece of information. And if you do this informational thing, do it gradually and have patience in between. Don't pour it all out, and definitely don't be drunk. Totally understand that that's like the social lubrication needed to sometimes say things that you wouldn't normally be able to say because you get your courage up. But I have to say that despite the fact that you're able to get it out, I don't think it's usually delivered in the best manner and as clear and as calm, potentially, as you would like. So the information about, yeah, my G-spot is in my ass, is the first one. And if you want to send her to websites with links, that's another option. You can certainly send her to pegging101.com, because that is my website that is the vanilla website that doesn't have the BDSM kink added to it. So it's strictly informational articles. And then the next thing that I might recommend is when you do talk with her about it again, make sure you don't approach it with a feeling of, okay, make sure your delivery does not reek of shame and embarrassment and fear. It's a part of your body that you have found gives you great pleasure, and this is a thing to celebrate. And if she's not into it, okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that you need to stop playing with your ass, because you are a fine masculine man who likes ass play. It's all there is to it. So perhaps time with you playing with your own ass might be an option as well. For example, you fuck her, but you have a butt plug in. This is one of the things that I recommend sometimes for couples with women who are kind of on the line about it. Because what they see when that happens is they see their partner have this really intense orgasm because their prostates are being stimulated at the same time that they're fucking their wife. And they get really intrigued. And they get intrigued more so if they are very unselfish lovers who enjoy giving their men pleasure. I don't know where your wife falls on this scale, but that's something to consider. Now, there's some other informational things backing up to the informational approach that you can tell her too, which is that prostate stimulation is good for your prostate health. And depending on your age, this could be something that would be very good for you. If you get an Aneros toy to help with prostate stimulation and tell her, well, this is because prostate stimulation is a way to avoid BPH, which is swollen prostate, which is epidemic in this country, and it encourages prostate health. That's good information for her. And there are studies to back that up, dude. Totally studies to back that up. So that's another piece of information that's probably good for her. But also, you know, maybe a referral to some informational articles that I've written, which talk about how the area of your body, and you can even quote this to her if you don't want to send her somewhere to read something, the area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has absolutely no bearing on the gender you prefer to do the stimulating. It sounds like what she's doing is she is equating your desire for ass play to your gay, to your weak. Maybe she never used the word gay, but all of a sudden it's your weak and you are not the strong one anymore. So the last thing that came to my mind, which is a total flip side, I mean, you can choose any of these that sound right and try them if you like, and I really hope one of them works for you, because it sounds like you're in a spot that's very uncomfortable and unsatisfying regarding your desire to have this happen in your sexual relationship. And what's so sad about it is how you talk about how you had this relationship where you could talk about anything. I really want you guys to get back there if you can. And, you know, you can preface any conversation you have with her with exactly that. We used to have a relationship where we could talk about anything and be honest with each other about everything. I would like you to please hear me out and not judge me. And then we can talk about this. But anyway, my last idea actually was a little kinky. It's sort of like, okay, if she thinks you're not the strong one, well, then tie her up, you know, put a harness and a dildo on her and ride her. Because you're strong then, you know, you can put a blindfold on her and tie her up and have a good time. I mean, certainly I wouldn't try that right off the bat, but if she thinks that pegging always has to be a situation where the guy's weak, she is sadly mistaken. It's not that at all. I understand that part of your desire is wanting to be completely, wanting to give yourself up completely to someone else. Vulnerability does not equal weakness. This is the error in her thinking. Brené Brown has some lovely videos up on the TED Talks that talk about that. And that's unfortunately one of the things that men are never, ever, ever supposed to display is weakness. But the very unfortunate part of those social expectations on men is that weakness is very often associated quite closely with vulnerability. And anybody who knows a lot about vulnerability really knows that you have to be really strong to allow yourself to be vulnerable. It's a courageous thing to do. So yeah, she's got some confused thinking there. Brené Brown, B-R-E-N-E-E, Brené Brown, and that's the TED Talks, T-E-D. I'll put those links in my Linkorama because that's another thing that would give her some good input as to what vulnerability is all about. It sounds like she's a little confused on that kind of stuff. And that's pretty much all the information I have for you. I do encourage other listeners who are women to write in. If they started out with this type of attitude and have changed, you know, talk to us about what it's like. Talk to us about what you were really afraid of. And perhaps we can help you through this, sir. And if because of my late response to this email, you have already figured it out and you guys are back on track, that would be awesome. Write and let me know, please. And thanks for writing in. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, this next letter it was just a note. It was really short, but I had to read it to you guys because it's so awesome. Hey, loved your blog as it has helped me in my pegging journey. Hope to see more of your adventures. It's like a role-playing game that never ends. I particularly like that because there is a part of me that's a geek. I have played some MMORPG games before. I'm a bit of a gamer. Haven't done it in a while, but that was totally awesome. It's like a role-playing game that never ends. For you to hear about my pegging adventures, well, then go to my blog and keep reading because, yeah, I haven't written enough recently. So I appreciate the push because, yeah, I was writing some fun stuff there for a while. Mostly I write more about it when I have a partner, and recently I haven't really had very many consistent partners, and that's when I start writing more. So yes, thank you for writing in and giving me that little shot in the arm there. That was very nice to hear. Okay, next letter. Hello, Ruby. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but I will ask anyway. I've been into pegging for almost 10 years. I'm 32. I love being submissive to women. The problem I'm having is that most of the women I meet in Atlanta only see me as a plaything or toy or someone to fulfill a long-time fantasy and not worth a long-term relationship because I enjoy being pegged. I want a long-term relationship and be free to enjoy the lifestyle with one female, but it's becoming so impossible I'm ready to just give up on it. What is your opinion as a woman? Okay, first of all, my opinion as a woman is that if someone doesn't want to be with you because you like pegging, then fuck them. You don't need to be with them. You need to be with a woman who loves pegging as much as you do. So, is that hard to find? Absolutely. Wish I had the magic wand for you, guy. I really do. You might want to try getting on FetLife.com, F-E-T-Life.com. It is not a dating site. It is a community networking site for kinky people. But one of the kinks they have on there is pegging. So, you can find people who are into pegging who are local to where you are. The search capabilities pretty much suck, but at the same time, What that does is it prevents it from being like your usual dating site and like a meat market. So if you get involved with the kinky crowd where you are, you will eventually find women who like pegging. You can also put ads in Craigslist. You can put ads up, but you know, in my experience, ads are just ridiculously ineffective. But I encourage you to hold your ground on this and not do this. Well, yeah, you can peg me even though you're somebody who doesn't really value that, and I just, you know, just want to live out your fantasy. Because I get that. You're feeling used, and that is totally sucky. You want to have pegging within the context of a long-term relationship, and that's very doable. That is, there are women out there who are definitely looking to find a long-term relationship with a man who absolutely enjoys pegging as part of the whole sexual repertoire that they're interested in. So, dude, wow, keep looking. Again, I wish there was the magic wand for you. The only thing that I can recommend that you do is perhaps to get on something like Adult Friend Finder and make it clear that that's one of your kinks. And then the women who want to go out with you from sites like that, from that dating site, will already know that that is something that you love. The other thing you can do, because Adult Friend Finder, I believe, definitely costs money, is you can join OkCupid, which is free, and you can fill out the questions, answer all the questions, because of those questions that you answer on OkCupid, there's definitely questions that have to do with getting pegged. It, you know, having sex, would you let someone fuck you anally with a strap on? I think maybe it's one of the questions. I don't think it says anally, it just says fuck you with a strap on. So clearly, if you're a guy and you're answering that question, then it's clear somebody's going to be fucking you in the ass, right? So there's three or four questions on OkCupid that have to do with that. And that way, again, if women are on there paying attention, I mean, I was on there for a while, and those are the questions I always checked up on to see if they answered those and to see how they felt about anal play. So that's the only other recommendation that I have. I'm sorry you're so discouraged, and sorry you're finding women that just want to use you as a pegging play toy. There are men out there who would love to be used as a pegging play toy, but I get that you're wanting something more intimate, and I do hope you find it, sir. Again, I'm not really sure how long I've had this question, but if it's been a while and you found somebody, write and tell us. And tell us how you found her. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, our next question. So I've been married for almost 7 years, and we've known each other for nearly 10 years. In a previous relationship, I was exposed to sexual kinks to include pleather thigh-high heels, pleather gloves, and now, to my understanding, pegging. I really enjoyed the feel of anal stimulation and thought the outfit was the norm with this. But in a following relationship, I mentioned I liked this up front and was humiliated and ridiculed. So I think I shut down from being open about it in relationships and never told my wife until years into our marriage. The problems are as follows. I never told my wife about my sexual deviations, as she calls them. After researching, sexual kinks may be the more appropriate term, but I'm still unsure. Over the years, I have subtly tried to bring it up by having her get gloves, then thigh-high heels, and finally a dildo. But now she feels as if I am gay and doesn't trust me. She thinks all I want is another person. She thinks I want dick. I told her I'm not gay, and I want us to be more intimate, but now she only thinks I want something else. I stopped asking for it, and we have vanilla sex, as she calls it, but still doesn't think I am happy with vanilla sex. She thinks I want something else. Number two, in an effort to understand her views and to be more intimate, I always ask her how it feels. If I ask her to swallow or take it in the ass, I should be willing to do it as well, but she views that as being gay. So she caught me one day in her thigh-high heels with a dildo in my ass because I wanted to know why she was against it. She always said the heels hurt. So to better understand, from a visual learner, I did a really stupid thing and put on her heels and gloves and put a dildo in my ass. She caught me and now can't see me the same. She says she thinks of me differently, and I should have told her about my kinky nature when we dated. Our marriage is now really broken and she barely can speak to me. I love pussy and having sex with women, enjoying her moans as she orgasms from me. However, she no longer has a desire for me since. And I was wondering if I'm really messed up or is she right? Thanks for listening. You are not messed up, sir. You are not messed up at all. You have certain desires and certain kinks. It is very unfortunate that you did not communicate these to her from the beginning. This is where I really advise people who are initially dating to roll out those kink cards really quickly, because you don't have as much invested. I mean, you've known her for 10 years, you've been married for 7, you have a lot of invested. You did not mention having any kids, so I'm not sure whether you do or not, but still, when you're with someone for that long, you have a lot invested. And it's a much bigger risk to actually divulge your kinks, because if the person leaves, then all of that time that you've spent with them and all those emotions you have invested are at risk. So you found a bit of a roundabout way to expose your or to explain your kinks to her. I'm kind of a fan of open and honest, roll it out and just talk. I mean, I'm wondering, first of all, how good your communication is, if you actually talk about sex in bed, because if you can't talk about sex when you're having it, you know, I want this, I like this, that kind of thing, just talking about sex, then it makes it pretty difficult to roll out any kinks and desires that you have as well. You first need to get comfortable with sex, period. Now, that may be kind of tough because you put yourself in a situation where she doesn't want to talk to you anymore because she thinks you don't desire her and you have deviations. On the face of it, if you don't have children with this woman and if she seems intractable in terms of being sexually open to explore new things, I might consider leaving, because it doesn't sound like she is very willing to consider any variation from basic vanilla sex. And it seems like she has a lot of attitudes of shame and judgment. You might want to take a good long look at what you like and your actions, because although you talk about wanting to understand why she was against it, it sounds like maybe you might have some cross-dressing things going on, which is awesome. And if you do, you should be allowed to embrace that. You should be in a relationship where it is welcomed and celebrated and not judged as deviant or wrong or shameful. I really, really object to people throwing judgment and shame onto people because of their kinks. Again, it is difficult because you threw this out at a time when she thought she knew who you were, and all of a sudden you throw these things out that she totally didn't expect. So try and have some little bit of understanding from your side of things for her, because she thought she knew all about the sexuality, who she was married to, and all of a sudden she's getting some surprises that she totally wasn't ready for. If you feel that strongly about these needs that you have, then let her know that either you need to start exploring these with her, or you need to go find another relationship. Again, if that is applicable, if no children are involved. When children are involved, it's always a much more difficult thing. And if they are involved and you have a family together, then the conversation of, okay, I want to stay with you. I want to stay here because of the kids, and I want to have a lovely, fulfilling sexual relationship with you. But you need to stop shaming me and you need to stop judging me, because this is simply something that you don't understand. Again, information is applicable here. She needs to understand about the prostate giving so much pleasure. She needs to understand that no matter what part of your body you enjoy having stimulated, it has absolutely no bearing on the gender that you prefer to do the stimulating. You might even want to tell her that, look, you know, this is really difficult talking to you and having you shame me and judge me so much. It would be a whole lot easier for me to just go get sex from men if that's what I really wanted, but I don't. So some of these conversations could take place. I'm not sure if it'll help or not, and I really feel for you because it sounds like you've reached a bit of an impasse here. The most important thing, you're not messed up. You're totally fine. You're awesome. You have things you love. You know what you love. You want to try and explore these with your partner, and she's shutting you down. And I feel for you. Man, do I feel for you. It's sucky. So I'm not sure if you told her, look, I'm ready to leave unless we can talk about this, if that might wake her up. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's pretty much all the advice I can think of to give you. And again, information is important if she has any part of her that seems to be willing to open up. The other option is just to continue along. If you do have children, continue along raising the children. And on the side, get what you need discreetly so that you can continue raising the children with her and having a marriage. But, you know, if it were me, if I had a partner who could barely speak to me, that's fucked up. Nobody wants that. You need to be at least in a companionate marriage to stay. And what I mean by that is, okay, she may not be down with your kinks, okay? But if she can't embrace you as a loving husband and a nice guy, even though you guys may be sexually incompatible, then staying could be just torture. And if it's torture for you, if you do have kids, how good is that going to be for the kids? Marriages breaking up are a drag for kids, but if you're that unhappy together, then wouldn't it be better for them to see you much, much happier either on your own or with another person? So I think I've covered all the bases there. Not sure what your situation is, but write and let us know how it goes, and I wish you the best of luck. You have a tough situation, and hang in there. Okay, next letter. I have been married for 11 years, and recently my hubby wanted to try pegging, so we did. And we both love it, but I find it hard to be dominant, even though he really wants me to. Is there any advice you could give me? Yeah, this is a really interesting question because I went through that exact same situation. I didn't have a hubby, and it wasn't 15 years or 11 years, I'm sorry. But when I realized that I had some dominant underpinnings to my sexual personality, I wanted to embrace those, and I found myself totally at a loss as to how to express it. It's really interesting to realize that you like being in control, you want to embrace your dominance, and then to feel so at a loss as to how that actually manifests in reality. And I do think that everybody has a different way of expressing that. There's a lot of different ways to be dominant. There is anything from the very quietly sensual, soft-voiced woman who won't take no for an answer and quietly wields power over her partner and has control, to someone who gets a little bit loud and has a stern voice and commands him and orders him around. You need to talk with him and ask him what he envisions when he thinks about dominant women. There's a chance that he's been fantasizing about this for some time, so see if you can get him to tell you about those fantasies, because the type of dominance that you choose could not be the type of dominance he's envisioning. For example, we've got dominant porn, okay? When you see dominant women in porn, usually they are yelling at the guys, they're calling them names, worthless, asshole, whatever. And that may be not at all what he has in mind, or it could be. So see what I mean? If he's envisioning that, and that's something that actually turns him on, and then you just do this, you know, the soft and sweet, but still powerful, you know, I'm in command personality, it's not going to fly. You guys need to talk about this, and you need to know what he's fantasizing about, basically what he's envisioning, so that it works between you. And hopefully what he's envisioning is something you're willing to do. There's always that as well. Here's a few things, though, that I have found out that definitely increases the feeling of power. It's a definite power exchange or a power play, if you will, to you be dressed and he's naked. So that's one of the first things you can do, is that if you guys are going to have sex, you still have clothes on and he doesn't. You can tie him up. That's another way of exerting dominance. You can blindfold him. You can, let's see, what else? Well, you can throw him around a little bit. That is a fantasy of a fair number of men, is to be sort of thrown around in bed a little bit, like men usually throw women around, to sort of be treated a little bit rough. Some guys have a fantasy of that as well. So that's something to consider. Another thing you can do is kind of like generic statements like, while you are fucking him, you can say things like, or before you start, right? You can say, like, you're kissing and making out or whatever and doing foreplay, and you can say, I am so gonna fuck you. And you, while you're fucking him, you can, you know, lightly tease him and say things like, you love this. Your ass is so hungry for this. I'm gonna fuck you hard until you've, you know, had more than you can take, or something like that. Those are things that are a possibility too. But again, most importantly, talk to him and ask him what he means by being dominant, because everybody's definition of that is a little bit different. And it's important, if you want to give him what he wants, that he be able to actually talk about what he wants. So when you first ask him, you don't have to have the answers right away. You can say, you know, you can think about it for a while and think about your fantasies and write a bunch of stuff down, or talk to me later and let's, you know, let's have another conversation about it, because I want to give you what you want, but I don't know what you want. And since I'm not really experienced in being dominant, I need to know this. And it's totally okay to ask him for this. That doesn't mean that because you're having to ask him, you're not dominant. No, this is called good communication in a relationship. So go for it, talk about it, and grab those reins and have fun. I mean, there's lots of different things you can do with harnesses and tying him up. And you can do impact play if he's into a little bit of BDSM stuff. So see, there's a lot of possibilities that he needs to share with you exactly what his fantasy is about you being dominant. Okay. And thanks for writing in, and, you know, yeah, let us know how it goes. I love stories like that. Women finding their dominance. Awesome. Okay, next letter. Dear Ruby, I am a male who wants to be fucked in the ass by my wife. My problem is that I would not love it if it is with me acting as a male. I clarify that I am not a transgender, nor am I gay. I say this because I have no inclination towards men, and I have no desire to change my sex. I have thought over it for a long time. I like to be feminized and treated as a woman by my wife. In fact, I want to be my wife's lesbian lover. Before being penetrated in the ass, I like to wear women's clothes and talk like a woman and be treated as one by my wife, and it would be better if she acts as my husband. It is basically a case of role reversal, but my wife is hesitant. I don't say that she would not like it, but she says that she is not a lesbian and would not like to treat me as a woman. I tell her that this play, me also being a woman, even if she does not act as the man, does not make her a lesbian, as I'm still a male. I also like to be dominated in the bed by my wife. She does it, but appears to not be in the game. She appears to be hesitant. All this takes away the pleasure of role reversal. I repeat that I'm not gay or transgender, and I love my wife a lot, and I've never fantasized or wished to have sex with any male or other woman than my wife. Please explain and write something to convince my wife. Oh, that's above my pay grade, sir. I can't guarantee you that anything I say will convince your wife, but the first observation that I have is there's a lot of back and forth here, and what I mean by that is that you say, okay, I want to be my wife's lesbian lover, and then just like the very next sentence you say, it would be better if she acts as my husband. That is not the same thing, okay? If she doesn't want to act as a lesbian with you dressed up as a woman and pretend like you're both women, then perhaps she would be much more comfortable if she took on the role of the man, because you seem to want that. And like I say in your very next sentence, you mention it would be great if she would act like your husband. So if you do the full-on role reversal, you dress up like the woman, you talk like a woman, she dresses up like a man, it might be fun for both of you. As far as her concerns, it could be because she's a little confused as to what you want. I mean, when you write in, I'm a little confused as to what you want, because you do contradict yourself in a couple of places. Again, I would emphasize to her over and over that you don't want another man, you don't want another woman, you want her. You just want to play a little bit with the role reversal and the genders. So if she's able and willing to enjoy you're wanting to sort of act like a woman when you get fucked, that would be awesome. And like I say, it might be easier for her if she were to act like the man, because that's a sort of a fun role reversal to play sometimes, especially when the man is enjoying getting feminized and she can sort of put on the man's role and even wear men's clothing and things. It can be really fun. And it's all role reversal. And what I mean by that is it's role playing. Because you mention you being a woman, even if she doesn't act as a man, doesn't make her lesbian because you're still male. Well, you know, basically what you're saying is, hey, I want to act like a woman, I want to talk like a woman, I want to dress like a woman, but I want you to not be uncomfortable with that because basically underneath it all, I'm still a man, so that doesn't make you a lesbian. Well, this is true, but at the same time, you're kind of asking her if she keeps that female role to sort of act like a lesbian. And she may not want other women, and she may be down with, you know, woman on woman with you sort of acting as a woman, but that's not what it sounds like. Sounds like she's kind of uncomfortable with that. So hopefully she can embrace the male role and you guys can have fun with this, but sit down and talk about it until you figure out a way to make this work, because you're lucky, sir. It sounds like she's kind of open. You mentioned she's a little hesitant, and a little hesitant is way far away from flatly opposed to. So see if you can figure out a way for her to feel more comfortable with it. And I suspect that might be dressing up like a guy and fully embracing that role. That might be fun for her. You know, ask her to be the guy and run the fuck and, you know, have some fun with it. One of the things that you also said is, she says that she's not a lesbian and would not like to treat me as a woman. Two separate subjects there. She's not a lesbian, that's great. But if she doesn't want to treat you like a woman, you got a little bit of a problem because you like to dress up and talk and act like one when you're getting pegged. So hopefully that's not a huge stumbling block and she can find a way around it to embrace the fucking you and the role reversal and have some fun with it. So good luck and let us know how it goes. Thanks for writing in. And here ends the first podcast of the 100th podcast marathon. So go back to the blog and click on podcast number 2 or hit that fast forward button on your podcast application, because we got a bunch more questions for y'all. But before we switch to the next portion of the marathon podcast, I would like to play you a little music. Why? Because I realized that with my lovely interview last week with Tiffany Yelverton, what was I thinking? I forgot to play the music for Tiffany. And I'm wondering how many of you out there realize that. So I'm going to play the music in honor of Tiffany Yelverton, who had her very first pegging experience, the fireman who had his first pegging experience with Tiffany, and also to honor the fact that this is the 100th podcast. Enjoy the music, everybody. It is pegging celebration time. And this time, I'm going to play you the whole song.